Hello.
Hello, this is Kaylin from Customer Support. Give me a courtesy call back.
I'm sorry.
This is Kaylin from Customer Support. Give me a courtesy call back.
I don't know what you're asking me for, but the reason why I called is because you're taking money out of my bank account, and I would like to know why.
All right, what's your zip code, please?
I'm sorry.
What's your zip code, please?
My name is Patricia Griffith, and I live in Dover, Delaware, or Magnolia, Delaware, and my bank is USAA. And at least twice now, you've taken money, like $90-something dollars, out of my bank. And I would like to know why.
All right, what's your zip code?
Yeah, it's difficult. You need
What
to
is your
stop
zip
it.
code?
My zip code? Oh, my zip code. 19962.
Thank you. And the first and last name, please.
Griffith.
All right, one moment, please.
Thank you.
No problem. Let me locate that account for you. Okay. For security purposes of the account, can you verify your address, please?
254 Robin Way, Magnolia, Delaware.
Thank you. I was able to locate the account for a female's watch. How can I help you?
I didn't order a watch. I don't even wear a watch. I've never worn a watch. I'm
Okay.
like almost 70 years old, and I've never worn a watch. And so far, you've taken almost $200 out of my account.
Right. So it looks like a survey was done, get a free gift, pay shipping. The product was guaranteed to try free for 14 days. And after you go past the 14 days, you get the full price and you roll in the auto ship.
Wait a minute. I don't wear a watch. Why would I pay you $200 for a watch that I don't have and I don't want? How many more times do you plan on taking money out of my account?
Right. Well, I can get you over to the fire department just to inform you they will prosecute and investigate.
That's a good idea because I'm going to call my bank today and tell them to file whatever it is that they file and try to get my money back for me. Good. That's great. Let's do that, okay? I want my money back, all of it.
All right, one moment, please. One moment.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so I'm just closing out the account and notating this so I can get you sent over, okay?
I'm sorry?
I'm just notating the account and getting you sent over, okay?
You
just bear with me.
Which I never opened, and you're going to refund my money?
Well, I'm going to get you over to the fraud department. They will prosecute and investigate, so they'll get it handled
right,
for you.
Go ahead and prosecute and investigate. I'm going to call my bank as soon as I get off the phone with you. I'm going to call them, and you guys can fight it out. Okay?
Give me one moment. All right. All right, so I'm getting transferred over now.
I'm sorry.
And thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You want to help me? I just told you problem.
Ma'am, I stated I'm getting you transferred over now. Allow me one moment while I get you transferred.
So you want me to tell the same thing to somebody else?
Well, I sent the information over. You may have to still get some of the information to them, but I sent it over so they can see what's going on.
You know what? I'm going to call my bank and deal with it because this is ridiculous. Why in the world would I pay a whole bunch of money for one that, number one, I never got, and number two, I would never pay that much money for anything, and number three, I'm almost 70 years old, and I have never worn a watch. I don't care what time it is.
All right.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry if I've been
impatient.
Okay. I'll just call my dad and have them.
All right. Well, I'm transferring now. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a good day.